Well, good day. It's December 6th. Welcome to Wednesday. Hey, hump day. It's hump day on a big week. You know, every week that comes by, I'm like, is this the week that Trump's going to be impeached or removed from office? I feel like it can be any week now. And it's great for America. It's great for America. Let me tell you why. This podcast is going to be pretty heavy today. I have a lot to talk about. Trump... You know, Don Treason, President Treason's going down. It's good. We need to follow through and actually complete the deal because this is an enormous thing. But it was shown yesterday. Hey, looks like I'm Nostradamus. How did I know that the Deutsche Bank story was coming out? Because I'm not Nostradamus. It's because that's the direction things were going. And so what other directions are we going in? Well, it was shown yesterday that Trump owes at least $350 million. I think it's over $1 billion to Putin, essentially, and Russian oligarchs through the banks like the VGW Bank or whatever, the bank that Putin runs. Here's how cool it is in Russia when you run that country. You get to make up money. It's like the Zimbabwe of Siberia. I mean, that's what you're doing, is you're just making up money. And the money doesn't necessarily inflate if you hide how you make it. So people don't really know it's out there. Or, you know, we just kind of allow a value of money to take hold. You know, that's why you have currency exchange rates fluctuating. I'm not really sure what the ruble is to the dollar and where you convert your rubles to dollars. That's kind of like the big, huge story of the Deutsche Bank thing is Deutsche Bank says, oh, we create fake value by saying, hey, you can buy this shitey apartment in Panama for $10 million, it's really worth $35,000, no, $50,000. And we'll let you pay $10 million for it so that you can move that money into US dollars somehow and someone can take it out and you can launder it. And, you know, that's supporting criminal activity is why, you know, when all of us conspiracy theorists about the bankers get together, I'm not one of those flat earth moon landing people. I mean, come on. But when you think about, you know, how are bankers ruining the world? And it is supporting crime, you know, allowing people to do this. If you allow Putin to make money out of thin air and then convert it into dollars, then you're destabilizing the whole world economy because you're placing monetary value on his views greater than anything else. Like, that's the problem. That's why money's kind of the root of all evil. It's funny. This can go in two different directions. Like I said, super heavy podcast today. Get ready for this. You need to, you can't, I don't know. If you're going to be listening to this, I'm going in a lot of different directions. But I'm thinking about really how we have to solve some global problems because we're actually going to be able to attempt to solve them without the impediment of Don Treason in the presidency soon. It's awesome. The writing's on the wall. Writing's on the wall, too. Does anyone actually think that that Don Treason is going to stay in office for the next 3 years, the way things are going? Like, he owes $1 billion to Putin. Like, we're not going to sit and allow that. Here's why. Okay, this is where we get heavy and we get a little crazy, but you got to stay with me on this. If you have a president who's complicit with the Russians and will do whatever Putin says because he owes his financial livelihood to him, because no one in their right mind will lend Don Treason, Don Trump money. Nobody will lend him money because he's a liar and he's been proven to be a liar and not pay people and F people over financially. So who will deal with him? Only someone who will have control over something else. Putin doesn't care if he gets paid back his fake freaking rubles. Putin wants to destroy everyone else so that Russia can take over the world. So he wants to destabilize the world. I mean, what's the latest thing he told Trump to do this morning? Hey, move your embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem because a bunch of people that are in that part of the world hate that. And it's going to destabilize things. Something that over here in the West and up in Siberia, that nobody cares about. But, you know, for some reason, you know, moving capitals and changing religious sites, just everyone throws everyone up in arms in an area where everyone's BO stinks. So, okay, well, fine. I guess that we're going to do that because Putin wants to do that because it's a destabilizing thing that you trick Trump into doing because Trump is being manipulated because Don Treason's a freaking moron. And that's where you're at right now. So that's the next thing. We're not just going to keep letting these things happen. Like, conspiracy against the United States, treason is what you've committed, and you got to go to prison, and you got to come out of the presidency. Now, why can't we get anyone in Congress to do anything about this? Here's when you'll be scared. I will give you a simulated future that hopefully will not happen, but could happen if we stay down this road. All right? Imagine Putin keeps throwing out these explosive cherry bombs into the atmosphere through Don Treason, through the presidency, and he puts them out there, and they just keep messing things up all over the world. We got freaking Olympics coming up in South Korea. God, they should just cancel it. Banning the Russians is step one. We should ban everybody. How about everybody does the Olympics from home? We do a virtual Olympics where everyone just runs on treadmills, have cameras on us, and like our silhouettes are transmitted somewhere, and we run on like a virtual track so that nobody gets freaking blown up, because there's no way you can secure South Korea given what's going on right now. Borders from the DMZ. It's the worst idea in the history of ideas. It's even worse than Trump being president. So anyway, I have to go going through the simulated future where there are problems. Imagine we have this complicit president with Russia, like I said. He owes him a bunch of money, so he'll do anything Putin says. And Putin wants to take over the world, like I was saying. And Putin's been working on some things that we haven't thought of yet, or we are thinking of and also working on as well, but Putin's working on them, and he's very good at working in the virtual sphere. You can see what he's done with fake news and information. We can't figure out what's true and what's not anymore. And he's muddying up the atmosphere with bots. And guess what? Here's the problem. This is what I'm talking about. Imagine bots that kill people. Like, literally bots with guns on them. What if Putin launches aerial sniping drones all over the U.S. and keeps people in our houses? And even in our houses, we're getting shot through. Okay? Because he's got a bunch of freaking robotic drones that we can't even shoot down, because they've got some crazy armor and evasive AI technology in how they fly. It becomes this arms race of technology, fighting drone on drone. But we're behind, and not only are we behind because we've been trying to get our freaking treasonous president out of office, we're behind, and if the treasonous president is still in office, he's complicit with Putin because he owes Putin $1 billion. And he doesn't give a shit about us in America. You don't understand how a psychopath thinks. You have to be a little crazy to understand crazy. And I'm telling you, I'm a little crazy. And I know how Trump thinks. And I know what he's thinking. And he's going down in flames right now. And he knows it. And we can't also allow parallel issues in the world, like a Russia that's developing robotic military drones. Go watch some YouTube, watch freaking flying. There's like flying, flying bikes and stuff like now. There's all kinds of stuff going on. All you gotta do is put some guns on one of those things and armor it up and you put a bot on it and you can get attacked and killed. I keep talking about this, but like, it really worries me. I feel like we're gonna have a mass killing in this form, and we're not gonna be ready. And if we had Don Treason in office, I worry that he would use it against us. I really do. Because he's going down and he knows it. He's got nothing left. He's think about this. Not only is he going to jail for conspiracy against the United States, he's not going to be able to pay back the $1 billion that he owes the Russians and everything else. And his name's going to be, he's going to be associated. They should change every one of those hotels to the Treason Inn. They really should. The Treason Inn. Go ahead. Somebody trademark it. I'm giving away freaking ideas today. All right. We've got to get him out. We've got to get him out. Because we have to be able to protect ourselves against the problems of the future and also try to solve them. Because the world doesn't have to be a place where we have militarized drones killing people all the time. It doesn't have to be that way. That's what you have when you live like criminals and like Don Treason does. The rest of us don't want to live like that. The rest of us want to live like Elon Musk and want to build tunnels to, you know, alleviate traffic and get all our power from the sun instead of burning things and breathing in crap everywhere and changing the climate and making it too hot and getting gross bugs all up and you know, freaking bugs in the Arctic. Like, God damn it, I got stung by a bee in Newfoundland again. right? It's bullshit. All right. It's utter BS that we don't solve problems like smart people and don't use intelligence, because there are evil traits in humans that sometimes tend to proliferate. Because when you kill your opponents, you tend to survive. It's unfortunately an evolutionary trait of psychopathy, right? If you killed your enemies, you stayed alive. And I thought we progressed against above that and became more intelligent beings than that. But some of us can't say no to that impulse, apparently. So, should you worry about weaponized drones from Russia? I sound like a crazy person, but you should. And we cannot have a president who owes $1 billion to Putin in office to try to protect us against that. We've got to get him out immediately. People don't understand how urgent this is. We must do this. And you can see it coming. Let's do it. Let's just go through it. Talk to all your Trump friends. Tell them that you cannot have someone owe $1 billion to Putin in the presidency. Got to get him out. Everyone has to agree with that. If you don't agree with that, you are not supporting America. You are supporting Putin. Okay? We're not talking about Trump versus Clinton. We're talking about Putin versus America. And if you support America, you have to support impeachment and removing a president who owes $1 billion to Putin out of office. I know I sound like a broken record, and I'm sorry if I'm probably preaching to the converted, but we've got to force this down everyone's throat. This has to be common knowledge. This has to be like, I'm going to McDonald's and I'm picking up a Big Mac. Give me a Big Mac. Oh, and how's impeachment going? Because it's got to be over. Like, we've got to get him out now. Anyway. All right. War and information. This is the problem. I get upset. I'm upset. Whatever. I get emotional sometimes. I get emotional about this because I don't like being lied to. Being lied to sucks. Let's all agree on that. It's funny. I was thinking about this last night, going through all the news, right? Think about the things that people have already pled guilty to in the investigation. There's George Papadopoulos pled to lying to the FBI in January. And then probably went around gathering information from people for a few months working undercover, which is so fucking damaging. Which, you know, that's just a start, right? Papadopoulos pled to lying. Manafort and Gates have been charged with a ton of stuff, including conspiracy against the United States and money laundering. Michael Flynn pled to lying to the FBI. So the two crimes that people have pled to are both lying. Why are they lying? And it's not because lying's the only thing they could get them on. That's not why. It's because lying is showing the American people and the world what these people are, which is they are liars. And I hate being lied to. We should all hate being lied to. The one great thing about the reckoning of truth is that we all get to see the truth. Whether or not it gets enforced, apparently, is still up in the air. Right now, we feel like it is being enforced by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who had to come back to work. I just can't wait until George Clooney plays him in the movie about this. It's going to be a great movie about this if we make it through all this, folks. So the law is being enforced by Mueller and by the FBI. You have a crazy, treasonous president criticizing and trying to dismantle the FBI right now. I won't stand for that. I don't think America will stand for that. And there's a war on information all the time. Because, you know, if it came out that, like, you know, 99% of FBI agents were like child molesters or something like Roy Moore, right? If some news came out like that and everyone all of a sudden ever changed their opinion of the FBI for some ridiculous reason, because the information just kept being blurted out. Like everyone kept saying that. And you eventually your brain just gets hit with it and it sticks. And it's a fault of humanity. It sucks that we can't always delineate between what's true and what's false, because reality is totally subjective anyway. There is no real objectivity. There's only things we all kind of sort of agree on and handshake on for a little while. but everything is subjective in how your brain takes it in. Like, you know, so because of that, this war on what we can agree on as a common truth is a much more difficult fight now, because we all get our information from different slivers of the universe, slivers of the planet, as whatever we take in beams out, like what television stations we watch, what Facebook messages or Facebook feeds do we have, or what Twitter people do we follow, or what Instagram people do we look at their pictures. Everything's so diffuse that we kind of miss a lot of common news, right? And so if you don't pay attention to politics at all, because you're not in a part of the country that's anywhere near it, you don't care, then you can't tell the difference between these two distant planets of Hillary and Trump that don't have any impact on your life. And you don't realize that one of them is a treasonous spy from Russia because he hid it so well for so long. You know, like so there's this war on what we get, because if it needs, like, that's why I say we all need to say it. We need to call him Don Treason. We need to let everyone know. It needs to be common knowledge. Like, so how do you do that? How do you purvey the truth and let it radiate? Like, how do you do that? And how do you do that correctly and make that work? That's kind of the battle we're in. We're really at war with the truth, and we're at war with people pulling strings and trying to make a reality. So we all have to kind of be rational. Does everything make sense? God, because I hate being lied to. Anyway, let me get back on that track before I finish. Mueller has got two people, and they've pled for lying, because these people are liars, right? And in a world where we should be radiating the truth, lying is becoming a much more serious crime, because we all have impact on how everyone around us thinks. Because we have this unique way of communicating out, you know? Think about the people you look in your Facebook feed. And things that you see is, if someone is very active, they are pushing out their picture a lot. They're pushing out their comment a lot, whatever. And then if you go out and see that person in real life, a lot of times if, you know, you check their feed out, that there's things, because if they, especially if they're really active, that you feel like you know them more, right? So because we can all do that from our phones, wherever we are, 24 hours a day, all across the planet, beaming and radiating whatever we want, we have a responsibility not to lie to everyone. Because if we lie to everyone, why are we lying? It's always the big question also with the investigation. We all know the answer. They were lying. Trump, you know, treason was lying because he owed a bunch of money to Russia, and that's treason. He acts like a person who commits treason because he has money. So, you know, it's the reason he commits treason, but it's still treason. And so that's why he was lying. Why does anyone lie? Sometimes we lie because we're embarrassed about things. Sometimes we lie because we don't want people to know things. Sometimes we lie because we don't want to get in trouble. Well, I think sometimes we lie because we want to put on a different face. But it just makes you think that, I guess, in the war on, in this reckoning of truth and a war on truth, and the whole fake news thing and everything and muddying up what's real, it just becomes our responsibility to radiate the truth as much as we can. And it seems to be really important, because I think that's the solution to the problem. So we need some type of truth meter. We need some type of AI that can tell you how truthful people are being. That's what we need to work on.